morning, Eskimo brothers and sisters. 5:43, a moment or two early. We're happy to spend any time you can give us with you. It's Floyd and Eric, the morning reboot on Q105. It's a throwback Thursday. Our friend Ashley will be here a little bit after 7 o'clock, 7:30 today for Throwback Thursday. We will go back to a time. How far away does 2000 sound?
Like, how long ago? Yeah. Forever for me.
Does it really?
That's my youth. I graduated in 01. It feels like forever ago. My body's like, ooh, I don't remember those days.
I guess so. I guess now when I think about, like, 2008, that feels like yesterday, but that was 11 years ago. So 2000 is the year we're going back to.
Ooh.
We'll hit that.
My 20 reunion is next year. Wait. No. Yeah. What? 2 years.
Are they doing 20?
I think we do a, I think we, because I missed a 10. I hope we do a 20. I would like to come back and see some folks.
There was a 10 for us, and then they did an informal 20, I think. Like, just a bar gathering.
That probably seems more interesting. I'll probably be the drunk one out of everyone if I do go, if there is one. I'll organize it myself.
Do you know your steps? 14, I don't know how you got to 14. Do you do 14,000 every day?
I average between 10,000 and 14 was the most I've ever had.
Okay. We'll hit your steps right after 7 o'clock. Since Ashley will be here, we'll switch it up. Panel full of dudes. A much asked for, a much requested segment on the show. Around 8:50 or so, we'll give you a chance to win the $1,000 payoff with the national keyword around 8:50. Between then and 9:20. If you missed the word the first time, you have until 9:20 to text it in to try to get that money here on Q105. We're sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm. In Sylvania, hashtag some pig. If you want to text into the show like Dina, Scott, and Josh do, and you want to join that early morning crew, hey guys. I'm not a folks person. I'll say hey gang or guys. 419-240-1055. If you're only here with us for like the first part of the show, use that text number, send the keyword Eric to that, and you'll get the podcast link for today's show, and it gets posted after 10 o'clock. Again, sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Call us, text us whenever you like. We have prizes to give away today. It's going to be a good throwback Thursday. Good morning. 5:46 on Thursday, April 18th. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hi.
I know you said.
Oh, no. I was going to say how you say you're not a folks person.
I don't do folks.
I don't like the word buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I can't stand it.
It sounds derisive.
It sounds like I need help all the time. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Do you need help with that, buddy?
Buddy.
Want me to reach that for you, buddy? I can't. When someone calls me buddy, I deeply eye roll. There was a guy at the bar. I'm sorry. Guy at the bar, he said, hey, buddy. And I looked at my friend Kayla, and I was like, oh, I hate it. I can't stand it. It's up there with the M word.
I will never say that around you.
It's fine. It just made me think of it like, oh, he does like folks. I don't like the word buddy. There we go.
I'm thinking about buying something.
Do it.
Well, yeah, exactly.
YOLO, actually, as the young kids used to say.
I want to buy one thing, but I'm holding off on that. I'll come back to what I want to buy. And it's now a little more conversation point because of what a friend said to me last night. She's like, that's such a man thing. And I was like, whoa, if there's one thing I'm not, it's a man. But I have been anxiously awaiting. I know you said you went to Sam Dusky last night.
How dare you?
Yes. To Stephonville, which we do have Cedar Point news around 6:30 this morning. Mm-hmm. Maybe Stefan can give us some insight on the 150th birthday of Cedar Point.
Oh.
We'll get to that around 6:30. And you said he was catching up on some Game of Thrones, but I was wondering if you raced home or wherever for Baychella.
Did I race home to watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I have set aside my Sunday for it. Okay. Because I'm busy. 419 day has got everyone in Uptown busy. So I know today they're prepping, and then tomorrow we actually have our huge show. Then Saturday we have our 420 show. And then, oh, crap, I can't do it Sunday either. It's Easter. I have Easter brunch and then the Easter show. I will set aside for Baychella. However, to validate your point, I did download the album, and it has been on repeat. Oh, gee darn.
You knew the
past 2 days.
You knew the music. Do you like it?
I love it, and I know the choreography too. In my head,
just make sure you're getting recorded there. Good. Well, I'm glad you got some taste of
it. Yeah.
Good.
So, I'm interested to actually watch it because I've watched docu-concerts before. I don't even know if that's a term. Like, Madonna's very notorious for them. Like, she'll do show footage from the concert, then she'll talk. Then there's more footage, then she'll talk more. Like, I want, like, I would like to see the concert in full. God, I keep hitting the thing today. I want the concert in full, and they give me commentary afterwards, or commentary up to it, and then the last, like, hour have it be, like, the concert, hour and a half. Actually, the concert's an hour and 49 minutes. But, so I don't know. I think it's she's going to do footage and then talk, footage then talk. But the album is just the concert straight through. So either way, I got my Beyonce fill. Either way, I'm good. And then today, Lizzo's album comes out. If you guys don't know who Lizzo is, look into it. But yeah.
Oh! You mentioned that before.
Oh! The Madonna song dropped yesterday.
Oh, really?
It is awful!
I haven't come across it. I warned you.
It's so awful.
Tell me I was right.
Oh, I first thing I said to Stefan last night, because I listened to it, and he can validate this point. I was like, I'm listening to the new Madonna song. He's like, are you excited? I go, yes, I'm excited. It started, I threw my phone across the room. Would you like to hear how it starts?
I'll dig it up in the system so we get some good audio.
It's so awful. It's so bad.
I told you. Like, did you?
It's so awful. Like, she's just making music just because she's bored now.
On the fourth note, were you like, oh, she's probably already emailed ProMedica.
No. So it starts off good, and I think you would vibe to it. Then she starts with her lyrics, and I'm just like, you need to come back to reality. Come back. Come live here again.
She hasn't been there in like, 40 years.
Right. I'm like, come back to us, because I don't know what this crap is, and I totally said ship last night because I was so mad.
Do you know who produced it?
No, it's she has some. I'm my ignorance. Sorry, friends. I think it's some Italian rapper. He sings some verse not in English, and you know how I feel about K-pop. I love the beats, and then they talk. And I'm like, I don't understand what you're saying. So like, ooh, I was so heated last night. I was just like, Madame X. You hear Madame X, you're like, oh, she's about to go hard, mm-mm. And then she releases this. As Stefan called it, an electro pop ballad. And I was like, that makes no sense. And he goes, neither does this song. And I go, how dare you? But he's so right. It's so bad.
I do want to listen to it because maybe I can find some redeeming qualities in it. And I sometimes I do like hearing different things. And I've always, like, the core of me has always loved electronic music. And I'm on my lawn or, like, my underground person now is like, mm-hmm. Hey, the EDM is mainstream now.
Yeah, but you know, you're going to throw up. You have all the. I grant you all the bragging points because you were 130% right. Because I am not a fan, and I'm also one of those people. If I listen over and over, I find some good points in it. I'm like, oh, it wasn't as bad as I thought. I listened to it 3 times on the way here from Sandusky, and I was just like, it just hurt my stomach.
It's the morning reboot, 5:51. Eric and Floyd, text the show 419-240-1055. I like to think that I live in reality where most people don't. And when we like or love someone, when we're a fanatic about something, we're not objective. I'm this person the way you are with Madonna, with Britney. Like, I know the days of getting good songs are over.
Sorry. You got mail.
I have the computer up because I want to play something for you.
Okay.
So, Madonna, I've seen people begin to turn a bit on Old Country Road. Old Town Road.
Oh, have they?
A little bit.
I know he was a father, too. He's a baby. He got baby mama.
I want to play something for you. I heard this song last week, and I'm like, this is really good. It's the biggest song in YouTube history. Do you know what I'm about to play for you?
Is it the BTS?
Yes, it is. It's really good.
And it has some English. If it is, Halsey's part of this.
Yeah. Halsey. You hate her.
I love her. Stop telling me. I love
you
her.
Hate, Floyd said he hates Asians.
I do not.
It has a little spicy Ricky Martin flair to it. Give Me One Night, 90 degrees. Oh.
I have to download this song now.
The Eric that loves boy bands in Backstreet. This makes my heart jump.
Here we go. Good.
The Halsey part is good too.
Oh my, my, my. Oh my, my, my. I like it.
I like it a lot.
I don't know much about them, but I know that they're people love them. But I like it. It has that summer feel that we're going into, and that when you hear that Madonna trash, and I hate, you know, I love her. I love her so much. Why did she do this to me? She has a song with Swae. You know, that's just going to be.
Swae Lee?
Is it Swae Lee? I don't even know.
Sunflower, and he's on the Ellie Goulding song?
Yeah.
I like him.
I know, and she's not released, so I'm like, you better. It's going to be. I'm so mad.
Try to warn you. It's been like since 2008. She should have. I commend her if she went with these producers that are unknown, but. If she wanted a hit, she should have just sold out, kind of like the way she did with Timbaland, and went and worked with like DJ Snake, worked with Khaled, somebody.
I would even go with a Camila Cabello collaboration at this point. That's how bad it is. Oh, when you hear it, you're gonna do the Eric voice. You're gonna go.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. She's well off. She's worth $500 million. I said, she's just making music just because she's like, I'm still alive and breathing.
But she let you down. Although.
Yeah. Oh, Twitter is dragging her. Because I read the Twitter comments before I listened to the song. And I was like, gosh. Well, maybe I'll be that one fan who's like, you know what? It's not that bad, people.
You can.
Pure trash.
Your world is balanced. You got stuff from Madonna. It was awful. But you got the Beyonce Netflix stuff.
And then Lizzo comes out today. Yeah.
I think you've mentioned that. But what is
she
that?
She's a singer, songwriter. She's a thick girl. She's back. She's that big Beyonce. Like, not on that level, but like, she has really good, catchy songs. I just love her. And she's doing all like the festival circuit. She'll be in Detroit twice. And then I believe she did. She was like one of the little headliners at Coachella. So.
I love listening to new music, mm-hmm. although I don't have the time. I should set aside the time to do it. I listen to it a lot of times before we go on the air here and listen to things because I can't listen to music and do something else at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't listen to music and work on prep for the show. I have to just like
die. I'm that person. I have to take it in.
Can't
like
concentrate. I need to sit in total silence. So, I listened to it yesterday, and I kind of liked it. Well, I listened to it a couple, like maybe last week. There's a new Avicii song with Aloe Black.
It's Aloe Black, yeah.
That's who he did. I'm pretty sure Aloe Black is the vocalist for Wake Me Up.
And he also did I'm the Man. Because they like collaborated together. Like they were partners, correct? Okay.
Yeah, and I'm, no pun intended, like sometimes I don't register everything. Mm-hmm. Like I like to think that I'm kind of intelligent, but sometimes I don't dig all the way in. Like I'm not picking apart Taylor Swift Instagram posts like some people are. Aloe Black and Avicii, like, so is this like a Tupac thing? Because he's dead.
Well, maybe it's one of those things. He has a lot of beats and stuff, and he was contracted to release something because that's happened before. Like when people have passed away, you're like, well, where is this coming from?
Right.
Think of that Michael Jackson debacle, that horrible album that came out after he had passed, but Sony was like, under contract, he has to release this.
But Avicii. So what was that? Like, he is a producer. He's not a singer. So did he produce this? And like somebody else made the song, unless they were sitting on this for a long time.
Keep in mind, Prince is a perfect example. He has an archive of so many unreleased stuff. Maybe this is something that was supposed to be released before he passed, but they're like, we can't do it now. He passed. But like,
sounds modern. Like sounds contemporary.
You never know how those things come into play. Is it good? Because I like the other two songs.
It is pretty good.
I like Avicii. Yeah.
Me too. It's 5:57 with the morning reboot. Swap Toledo. You can get some clothes for some of the clothes that you're not wearing anymore. And there will be a wonderful, award-winning drag queen hosting the event.
What?
There will also be some alcohol and some performances and DJs. It's coming up, and we'd like to share more about it with you next.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by... Hey! Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yes.
Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
No papers from Floyd. We'll get to that news. Hopefully everything is good with you. If you're in Rossford with the Lions down from the storms last night and at the apartment complex, I believe on North McCord last night from the lightning. It was a stormy night. It'll be a stormy day. Perrysburg High School student was charged Wednesday in connection with the Twitter account that degraded female students, according to the district. The student, Meros Nasser Sharifi, 18, was charged with a telecommunications harassment by the Perrysburg police, along with a criminal charge. A student could face discipline by the district, including potentially expulsion. The account was titled Perrysburg Girls Ranked, with the handle at Girls Ranked. Their stated goal is helping out guys and ranking the hottest, best girls at PHS. Dozens of girls have been listed. Each listing included height, exaggerated weights, and cutting comments about their physical appearance. The creator promised to mark to rank 64 girls from worst to first, saying personality, face, and body would be taken into account. And now there are consequences. There are also consequences when your body disagrees with what you eat.
Oh, don't do this to me right now. I totally put a timer on for like 8 minutes. That's two songs. Did you cut one?
No, not at all.
Yeah, no more greasy food for me.
What did you eat last night?
We watched The Act and I had Little Caesars. I know, my stomach's okay. Like, I hate you right now.
Sorry. Maybe you caught my dairy sensitivity.
That would be lovely, because then I can cut that out of my diet.
Speaking of Sandusky and Stefan, Cedar Point people are buzzing about next year's 150th season celebration. I don't know if that's the same thing as years, but rumors have ranged from new coasters to nostalgic food and characters from the past. So the park has remained tight-lipped on its plans for the year-long festivities. GM and Vice President Jason McClure hinted at one new attraction planned for next year. He stifled rumors about a mega coaster, noting that any major ride addition would already be under construction in the park, preparation for next summer. But he did reveal that some sort of new ride will be added in time for the 150th season. It would be weird to have an anniversary without some kind of ride. The park will also ask visitors for their feedback on the 150th season. This summer, park goers can weigh in on retro items and pieces of nostalgia they'd like to see.
Oh, bring back the Bernstein Bears.
Berenstein.
Is it Berenstein?
You never knew. People always mess. Berenstein Bears or Berenstein Bears.
Oh, so it's not Bernstein Bears?
No, Berenstein.
Oh, because they were Jewish, weren't they?
I don't think bears are religious or spiritual.
The mother had a bonnet on. I don't think we're talking logistics now.
I think they should bring back
Berenstein?
B-E-R-E-N.
Yeah, oh, that's going to throw me off now.
Sorry.
Berenstein. Okay. The more you know.
I think they should bring back employee pay from the first year.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Well, like 15 cents a day?
Yes. Yes.
They can bring, if they do that, they can bring back the admission price. I think it was free back in the day.
That's like, what
you had a voucher
to
get in.
That's what people are going to say. That's going to be the number one thing they get on the feedback forms or whatever.
Right.
Bring back prices.
Or maybe they'll do like a day where it's $1.50 to get in. Or maybe $15. just play along the 150.
Or do some kind of here you go, Cedar Point, do a web contest and like sign up, come to the website this day, and we'll pick 150 people who get
that's smart too.
First day prices.
Yeah.
So this girl who terrorized Denver yesterday to honor Columbine is dead. An FBI official has confirmed to investigate. Investigators are looking into a website believed to be connected to Sol Pais. It's P-A-I-P-A-I-S. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. She was a Florida high school student who was infatuated with the Columbine Massacre, which was 20 years ago. She traveled cross country to Colorado while making threats. She was 18 and was found dead late last night, of an apparent self-inflicted shotgun blast at the National Recreation Center outside of Denver. Her threats prompted the Wednesday closing of... Sorry, my days are all off. I've been off all this week.
You're good.
My days. Many Denver area schools closed yesterday because of her threats, which are around the 20th anniversary of Columbine, just a couple of days away. Some of the journals on this website are barely legible, sometimes because of handwriting, other times because of the scanning. There are a number of crude drawings of weapons, from long rifles to handguns and knives. One drawing is a trench coat figure holding an apparent weapon. Mm. Authorities said she arrived Monday in Colorado and immediately bought a pump-action shotgun and ammunition. She purchased the gun legally at the Colorado Gun Broker, according to a post on the company's Facebook page. The gun shop is less than 2 miles from Columbine High School. On April 20th, 1999, two students killed 12 of their schoolmates and a teacher in a mass shooting at a Denver high school in the town of Littleton, about 10 miles from Denver. The Walleye went down last night. Down 1-0, Fort Wayne scored with 21 seconds to go to force overtime, and the Comets went on to take down the Walleye 2-1 in OT. They still lead the series 2-1 with Game 4 tomorrow night at Fort Wayne. That's at 8:05, Game 5, and it will be needed. I believe we have some tickets to that game.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, 7:35. If the series continues to Game 6, Tuesday, 7:35, back at Fort Wayne, and Game 7 would be played here if needed Wednesday, the 24th, at 7:35. You might have a dairy sensitivity. A lot of people, I think, have a gluten sensitivity. About a year ago, Jessica Mahar, who was diagnosed with celiac disease around 2005, got sick from a local restaurant because the menu, not a local restaurant here, because the menu said the dish contained gluten-free brown rice, but it was served with gluten-containing farro. Even if a restaurant menu says its item is gluten-free, new research says there's a good chance some gluten will end up on your plate. 32% of restaurant foods labeled gluten-free contain gluten, according to a new study published in the American Journal of Gastroenterology. Researchers also found the worst offenders were pizza and pasta, with gluten found in over 50% of pizza samples and about 50% of pasta. The detection rate was higher at dinner than at breakfast. Restaurant foods labeled gluten-free or GF were less likely to test positive for gluten in the western part of the U.S. than in the Northeast. And restaurants identified as fast casual and casual had lower detection rates than fast food places.
Hmm.
Also, that Jeopardy guy won again last
night.
Did he? He had a perfect night. And, yeah, I have time to give you this from Alex Trebek. Another update on his health.
Hi, everyone. Some of you may recall that at the beginning of this season, I promised you that we had some surprises in store for you. Well, of course, I had no idea at that time that there were some surprises in store for me as well. So here, on the last day of taping for our 35th anniversary season, I wanted once again to thank you for your continuing messages of encouragement and support, particularly the many cards I've received from young people. I'm touched beyond words. I've always tried to be straight with you, and I'm not going to stop now. So despite what you may have heard, I'm feeling good, I'm continuing with my therapy, and the staff, is already working on our next season, the 36th year of Jeopardy. So I look forward to seeing you once again in September with all kinds of good stuff.
I fear he might not make it till September.
Oh, don't say that.
Sorry.
I know.
Some people might have figured out what Taylor Swift is up to. I don't know. It might be a stretch. She was on a very big list that came out yesterday and other familiar names as well. We'll get to all that before 7 o'clock with entertainment. It's a Throwback Thursday. Our friend Ashley will join us. We'll go back to 2000 for Throwback Thursday at 7:30 this morning. Despacito. Well done. 6:52. It's the morning reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd, Q105. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know.
I'm in a good mood.
If the Madonna song was any good, it would be that because it's.
But you didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it. I can understand it. There are pieces of it that sound like some old sounds and production she's used, and I'm okay with it.
Because her original producer, because I'm that person, was William Orbit.
Yeah.
And that's what it sounds like, but then like...
Oh no. William Orbit was a dance producer.
But no, but he produced Frozen too. Like, it just has that vibe that we're just like, we're past that. Does that make sense?
Well, it's down tempo. It's like Despacito. There's a Spanish dude on it. It's called Medellin. Maluma. His part was good. Madonna part was like, it's like she dropped down a couple of vocals, left and came back in a day when the song was done.
I felt like he's like, I need a song. And Madonna's like, I'll put my vocals on it. It'll be a hit. And he was like, okay. And they were just like,
She shouldn't say that anymore.
Yeah.
We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag SimPig 850 today, your first national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff. So you probably can't stay with us till then. We'll be here. Just come back. Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, and BTS, who we'll get to again in a moment, highlight Time's list of 2019's most influential people, at least from our orbit of things. The newly unveiled collection is organized into titans, icons, leaders, artists, and pioneers, showcasing important figures in music, entertainment, politics, sports, business, and other fields. Other musicians include Khalid and Ariana Grande, actors Brie Larson, Amelia Clark, Regina King, Rami Malek, politicians, the president, Nancy Pelosi, AOC, athletes, Tiger Woods, LeBron James, business people, Mark Zuckerberg, and of course the Pope is on the list. A fairly predictable list of people. Michelle Obama is on the list, and usually friends or people who look up to these people write the entry for each of these people. Beyonce wrote one for Michelle Obama. She would have been impactful simply by being in the White House, the first African-American first lady, but she also used her position of power to improve the world around her. Her initiative, Reach Higher, for example, encourages young people to complete their education past high school. She empowers all of us to interrogate our fears and surpass greatness. I'm honored to know such a brilliant black woman who's spoken about the sacrifice it takes to balance her passions while remaining a supportive partner and mother, and now a best-selling author with Becoming. So that those are the people that resonate in our world. Also on the list, I'm kind of surprised she made it, but I guess not. Taylor Swift hasn't really done much for a year. She's laid low and I guess had a good relationship. People are looking for clues as to what's going on with April 26th. I don't know exactly what this is, but there is a person on Twitter who says, you know what else has next chapter written on them? The Story of Us. You know how long the song is? 4 minutes, 26 seconds. And do you know what number it is on the album? 7. So on Taylor's third album, there's a song called The Story of Us.
Okay.
It's 4 minutes and 26 seconds long. It's the 7th track, which could be Taylor Swift's 7th album on April 26th. Does your head hurt?
They're reaching, aren't they? Whoa. Okay, mind blown. If there's any Swifties, I don't know what her fans are called. What are her fans called?
Swifties.
Are they called Swifties? Are you sure? She seems like she would come up with something more intelligent than Swifties.
Selenators. Lovatics.
Lovatics is genius.
Bieber Fever.
They're the Beliebers. Beliebers.
I know.
Yeah.
What are your fans?
They're the Dejaholics.
I like that.
Yeah.
BTS. BTS broke YouTube records with this song. It's a monster. I think kind of like Despacito was a song of 2 summers ago now.
And it broke records, didn't it?
Which one, Despacito?
No, the BTS thing you're leading up to.
But Despacito, I believe, did as well. I'm going to make the call right now. Song of the Summer. Anything Spanish, I lean towards. That's why I kind of like the Madonna song. I like my women,
it'll grow,
and my music, and my food in Spanish.
Is this Korean?
There's a little spice to it.
I feel the beat with it, yeah.
Like, I could swap Ricky Martin into this.
She bangs.
Korea. Spain, Mexico, it's all the same. Resident hates them all.
I really like this song.
I'm like a living, breathing Spotify curation list.
I have one damn clue to say, but I'm just happy. It's like when Opum Gangnam Style came out. I was like, I don't know what he's saying, but I just want to dance.
But that wasn't a good song.
You didn't like that song? I love it.
It was catchy. It wasn't
good. Yeah.
Like, so there you go. I like that song a lot.
I'm not mad about it. Okay.
Walt Disney is committing $5 million to the aid in the reconstruction of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, according to their president, Bob Iger. The donation follows a devastating fire this week that damaged the historic landmark. Notre Dame is a beacon of hope and beauty that has defined the heart of Paris and the soul of France for centuries, inspiring awe and reverence for its art and architecture. Its construction dates back to the year 1163. It has many priceless works of art and pieces of French history. It also has been the subject of popular films like Disney's 1996 animated hit, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. I know you don't like this, right?
I saw
a growing list of people getting behind not supporting the donations, and I got
I'll say this, and I'm not going to be political. Someone posted that I follow The Hill and the White House on Facebook. I mean, on Twitter, and they're like, we're going to donate $100-something million to Notre Dame. And then someone put under it, they're like, okay, cool. Hashtag thanks, Puerto Rico. And I was like, come on. That makes sense. That's what I'm talking about.
Let me spin it this way. And I don't disagree. Like, this country has done a...
If I say that, I get yelled at.
This country has done an S-word job of helping Puerto Rico since 2 years ago now. People were saying things to the billionaires, saying, look at all the problems you could solve. You threw your money at, you know, other causes, because clearly you haven't. People give money and time, as you and I, both advocates of community causes.
Right.
We give money and time and parts of ourselves to things that mean things to us. Mm-hmm. So obviously this means something to these people. They can give the money. And I also, like, a lot of the causes that people said, we could just fix this with your billions. It, in a way, is a lot more political than that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so black and white, whereas, like, here's money. It's a building. Rebuild it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, for me, coming from the White House, we're going to give this much money. And I'm just like, but those are citizens. I mean, they vote. Yeah. I mean, they're part of us. I mean, but I keep my opinion to myself, because every time I do it, I get yelled at. So I'm just like, whatever.
Your job is to be a bit provocative. We're here to share our thoughts.
Okay, White House, split that money in half, give half to Puerto Rico, and then give the other half to France.
Wait,
there.
What, the White House is giving money to France?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was on The Hill, and it's verified, and I went down the rabbit hole and checked it, and there was a statement put out by the White House.
It's kind of similar to the people who are like, why is ProMedica putting up a natural history museum and firing people? Well, I mean, this is how business functions. Right. That museum has been in the works for a long time.
See, I don't have a business mindset, so...
Yeah, no, and most people don't. So I hope I don't come off of too much as a D word. I'm just trying to explain some things.
You're just saying the news.
Throwback Thursday to 2000 happens around 7:30. Our friend Ashley will be here. Do you know your steps? There's a Facebook post up on our Q105 Facebook page, and I finally got a mail carrier to hop in.
Did you?
And it was even more than I expected. Do you know your steps next?
Q105.
7:14. Good morning. It's the morning reboot.
That's
4 months. Has it been four months? 5 months?
I know. We're coming up on an anniversary.
Yeah, it was yesterday, December 17th. And today, by the way, it's Q105, the morning reboot. Eric Floyd, Ashley is here with us. We want to talk about your steps, if you track them, in a moment. We might have to call him later. We have a busy show today, but happy 70 to Barry.
Oh, yay.
Bear.
My dad.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Yay.
If not for him...
You wouldn't be here.
I wouldn't be here.
Oh, stop.
I love my dad. All right. I asked Floyd, you took a long walk 2 days ago at Swan Creek.
I did.
And you racked up 14,000 steps.
Yes, and the day before I did 11,000.
So the 14...
Yesterday was only 9.
Only
9.
Because
it was raining and I was out of town.
The 14,000, that's like roughly 6 miles. And I was kind of surprised because we sit here for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing you're up on your feet, but maybe not walking... I guess you walk more than I thought at your other job.
Yeah, we run after kids, chasing them on the playground. I mean, I'm always on my feet. Like, don't let my chubby stature fool you. I'm a pretty active man.
I've always wanted to know, and you track it via Fitbit. I use the health app or the heart app on my iPhone, which probably misses a bunch of steps, but not thousands. Mm-hmm. I usually only walk like 5,000 a day. In the summer, I get up to like 7 or 8 with longer dog walks.
I Googled the... Because when you told me you didn't believe me yesterday, I Googled it. So the average for an American to walk a day is 7,000. So you're in a good ballpark.
419-240-1055. I have always wanted to know what a mail person, mail carrier, postal worker does, because all they're doing is walking like house to house to house. And this is from Angela on our Facebook page. I'm a mail carrier, and that's correct. We average anywhere from 12 to 17 miles a day, 30,000 steps and up per day.
Mm-hmm. Oof. That sounds like Dr. Scholl's.
Yeah.
That's not... Because even after my 3 miles, my feet were kind of like, you're heavy. You know, like my body communicated with my feet, and my feet were like, you need to wrap this walk up.
Because
I was telling Stefan, because like, I normally used to do 2 miles. I did a mile when I first started, then 2, then the other day I was like, I feel good. It's early. The sun's out. Let me push for this 3rd mile. Let me tell you about that third mile. That third mile, my body was like, hey. Mm-mm. So like, because like,
turn it around.
Stefan was like, I'm so proud of you for walking. And I was like, yeah, let's not praise the third mile, because the third mile was a struggle.
But you made it.
I did make it. And yeah. I also, when I walk, I make sure I walk a distance away from my car. So there's a purpose for me to walk back to the car.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, all right, you pushed yourself out this half a mile for the third. There's another half a mile back, so you get your three in. But that last one, I was just like, I don't know if my body was just like, ooh, we're not ready. It was a struggle to walk back because I felt like I had a good pace, but I felt like my car just kept getting further and further. I'm like, why am I still walking? So
419-240-1055, you can text or call. What do you do? Do you track your steps? How much do you rack up a day? There's another couple people within the 30,000 step range. Do you track any of this stuff?
No,
you
I Fitbit, used to.
Right? Or you have a watch?
I have an Apple Watch. No, I used to do it all the time. But like, before new job, like now I work from home. So like,
right.
It's mm-hmm. like me deciding if I want to get up and go grab more iced coffee for like 8 hours. And then I chase the kids.
You have not worked at home for a full year, right?
No. Only since like December.
Do you think
before that it was a lot more?
Do you think once we had a gray winter, now we have a gray spring. Do you think once it's nice out, you'll like
for sure
cut something in the middle of the day and just go walk around the neighborhood?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I definitely have to, just to kind of even like get out. I'm excited just to like sit out on a patio.
Oh yeah,
and like actually work on a patio of my backyard. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that.
Are there 419-240-1055. Your steps, do you track them? How many a day? What do you do? Is there anybody that you could think of that could walk more than a postal carrier, a mail person?
I'm totally going to call my friend now. So my friend's a exotic dancer, and she wears hers when she performs. So like it's still steps, but like she like walks to people and when she performs, she just puts it on her hand and she dances. Because like we were talking about it, I said, does it count? And she was like, why don't you wear yours when you're performing? It's still movement. And I go, never thought about that. So I'm going to be wearing this on tomorrow and Saturday. But yeah, my friend, she works at one of the local hot spots for the boys, and she wears her little Fitbit. And then she says sometimes like when like it's in the way, she gets like the extender and you could put it around your ankle. She doesn't have a Fitbit or a Apple Watch, but there's an extender or something that it turns into like a little pedometer. And she says she just puts it over her little booty and no one ever notices it.
Hmm.
By booty, you mean shoe.
Like her little boot. Like she has like a little booty thing.
Are you sure that's
I just got that. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Are you sure that's not kind of some government created thing to you know, work release?
No. I'm just saying like, It's the same as any job. I mean, and definitely working at the mall, I'm sure the parking lots for stores at the mall, if you're an employee, you have to park the furthest from it. So I'm sure you're getting your steps in from literally from the time you walk to your car to you clock in, you walk around the store working, clock out, go back. Like it's you're definitely getting your.
I bet like a holiday retail worker would be like up there.
A lot of people in retail. I Floyd, I'm sorry for underestimating what I thought you did per day. I just didn't know how big your building was, and I figured you were kind of just maybe standing around watching these kids.
No. Like you're there's. I don't chase. Like that's what we got the fit. We got the fit teachers for that one. I'm just like, hey, he's running away. Can you get him? Because he's going to be in the middle of the street by the time I get over there. But, like, no, we're always active. We're always moving. And, like, I'm bigger. Like, I'm not trying to get skinny. I'm just trying to get more active because, like, I have back pain. Like, and my chiropractor says, just be more active. Move more. So, like, I take the longer ways and stuff. Like, yesterday, Stefan and I walked to his best friend's house who lives down the street. And we're walking. And, like, we're going to cut through the grass and go, let's go around the sidewalk. More steps. So, you get your steps in if you don't think about it. Because you just walk. You're just walking. And I think I'm more conscious because every time I hit a goal, my hand vibrates. I'm just like, oh, cool. I'm doing something. I'm moving. And like, and the other day I put on my Facebook, I was like, I feel effing great. It just felt good to walk. Like I'm not lifting. I'm not jogging anywhere. I'm not taking my time or money and putting it into like a gym, which is like the ultimate next goal. But like, our metro parks are here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to abuse and use them.
And it's nice.
Right. And our trails are amazing. And they're not like... They're flat, and like you, and if you want to be more rugged, if you're more of a hiker, they do have those offset trails with gravel and everything. Like, why would, in my financial statement, why would I spend money on a gym when I don't want people to look at me? I'd rather just walk because, like, I'm walking with other people. You know what I mean?
I know people that work at the mall too, and we can get you in a used pair of some Nike Monarchs. We can get you around the mall too on rainy days.
Are those old daddy shoes?
The ones that Paul wears.
Oh, I love Paul, but they're totally old daddy.
Yeah, we can get you in there. You know, they open earlier than the mall actually opens.
Someone said Cedar Point trash sweeper person. That would be. You would totally get your.
Ask Stefan.
You would totally get your steps in there.
I remember, it's funny, I said the other TMR a couple of minutes ago, and we wanted to do a bit, and we never got to it, where it's either some kind of Fitbit or something that tracks your steps. Mm-hmm. And instead of doing it that way, you kind of hold it in your hand, and you have 60 seconds, and then you jerk it fast in a stroking
the shake
motion.
Weight?
Something like that.
I like the shake weight, but with a Fitbit.
Right. And we were going to see who could jerk it the fastest.
So So the girls
never got around to it.
The girls at work, because I was like, I'm that anal person. I'm just like, oh, I gotta check my steps. She's like, you can just shake your hand, and I was like, does it work that way? And I started doing it. No, it did not work that way. I have to like swing and walk. I think it knows.
So just like this. Yeah. Shake them back and forth. Shake them back and forth.
I got to Stefan's house yesterday. He was like, did you meet your goal? I said, I'm not gonna meet my goal. It was raining. I was gonna go stop at the park, and then it rained. I was like, I needed to get here. So he was like, what are you gonna do? I was like, get my steps in. Like, right. I was like
I'm swinging.
What is wrong with you? I said, this is how people twerk, but I'm getting my steps in.
You were flossing sideways.
I was totally flossing sideways.
7:23. We go back to 2000 for today's Throwback Thursday next. 7:36 on the morning reboot. 8:50 today is around the first time you'll get your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff. You have till 9:20 to text that word in. Text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get our podcast link later on today. Today's episode will be posted after 10 o'clock. You want to throw out an open invitation here on my dad's birthday.
Yay.
It would be quite a thing for you to invite everyone else to your birthday party.
Well, that's not till next month. May 24th at Georgia's going down, extravaganza.
Will it have a name?
Deja Super Sweet 36. I just came up with it.
That's terrible. I need better branding. All right, we'll work on that. So May 24th, please set aside some time to go to Floyd's birthday party.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Throwback Thursday. We'll go back to 2000. Floyd, where were you? Were you just leaving high school? Maybe junior
high. I'm not in junior high. I was a junior in high school.
At Whitmer. Who's your favorite teacher?
Oh, I have two. I had Miss McCord and Miss Fryman Reed.
Okay.
She's still there. I think she's a dean now.
Mm.
Hey, girl, hey.
Ashley, Panthers? Where were you in 2000?
21. Yeah, I was a junior in high school.
You guys are the same age?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be 35.
Where'd you go to high school at?
Cardinal Stritch.
Okay.
Good old, what was your mascot? Good old Cardinal?
Yeah.
The Cardinals.
Red Cardinal.
Cardinal Stritch Cardinals.
Yeah.
We'll go back to 2000, which is possibly older than some of the people that are listening to this show at the moment.
It's so crazy.
I know. We were talking about this, like, before 2000 didn't seem like that long ago. But then you think about, like, 2008. It's like, that doesn't seem
right.
Like, that was 11 years ago.
Yeah. It's the crazy. First kid I ever nannied, like, when I first was like, I'm going to become a nanny. I don't need college. He just signed for baseball, like, to go to college. And
are you
like,
serious?
What?
Man.
Is it the Perrysburg kid that hit 4 home runs?
No, but he plays with him.
Oh. Yeah. That was wild.
Like, that was insane. Yeah, that was really cool.
The year 2000, Floyd will obviously be at a handicap here or be slightly disabled. He'll have to wait 5 seconds to identify these songs. Some of these, Floyd and even Ashley, I think you'll get them right away. Some might be harder than others. The biggest hits from the year 2000, you can call if you'd like to help these guys out. 419-240-1055. And we begin with what we will be memed to death with in about 10 days. Ashley.
NSYNC. Bye, bye, bye.
No.
NSYNC. It's gonna be me.
Oh, yeah.
With his ramen noodle here.
So true.
Next up. Oh. Ashley.
Oh. Nelly, Country Grammar.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, wait.
I remember the first time I heard that song, and I was like, rap is awesome.
I would bump that in my Honda, the 89 Honda Accord.
I had a Dodge Neon and then a Ford Focus.
Of course you did.
I didn't get my license until I was 21.
All the boys with their neons. You gotta love that.
It was my parents' car. I got it. Next up.
It's been a long time.
Oh.
Left you, left
hint.
Without a
she's dead.
Oh, It's been a long
time. This is Aaliyah. Try Again. She looks so smoking in that video.
Who's the dude?
Timbaland.
Yeah. If she were still with us, there'd be no Beyonce.
You're one. No, that's a lie. Nope.
Next up.
Oh. Yeah, we were just talking about this song the other day.
Were we?
We were.
You remember it, Ashley?
Yeah, I just don't know.
That was me, sorry. You want me to help you?
Not TLC.
No, I know it's not TLC. I can't. Three Little Ones. They're tiny, right?
Not 3LW. Floyd.
This is Black with a Q featuring JC. Yeah.
I just played this. This is on like my latest played at the bar jukebox list.
Great song. And useless information, because this is how I got brought up. The rapper in their group died in a car accident, too.
Thanks, Floyd.
Way to bring the tone down, bro.
All right. We've I've been on my Spanish kick lately. Spanish ladies, call me.
Favorite song ever.
You know it. Married to J Lo.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you know it, Floyd?
Not
really. Yes.
Tap the boobie.
He slapped his title.
Yeah, I will slap
this
that.
Is,
I
don't know if I can say that. Mark Anthony needs to know.
You gotta slap the table and not your boob.
I did like that.
Yes, Mark Anthony, I need to know. I think this will be an easy one, Ashley, so take your time.
Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of bottles and their pockets full of coins. Destiny's Child.
Floyd.
And the club is jumping.
That's it. I was.
Oh yeah, jumping. That's it.
I think they were here. Were they here last year? I think so. By the way, Madonna is going to be at the Promatica concert series in just a couple of years because it looks like this new album sucks.
Nope. Tap me up. Train.
You're close.
Train Junior.
I'm going to try to get this. Hold on.
Somebody will call for this. 419-240-1055. I like this. I think they were here last year. It plays.
Somewhere they're speaking.
It plays until you identify it.
Coming in. Oh, and it's rising at the back of your mind.
Did you he's everything. Now Eagle Eye Cherry. Oh, no.
You're close.
I have no idea.
He only had one song.
Oh, I don't know.
But under skin knees. I don't care. I just want to hear it now.
Past the places where you used to learn.
Were they here last? Floyd.
Vertical Horizon!
Somebody texted you.
Thank you, texter.
Vertical Horizon, everything you want. Next up. This is a great intro.
You went to Cardinal Stritch. How do you not know this song?
I am from the East Side.
Right. Yeah.
This is a long intro.
Is this like where everyone's sort of wearing their hair over their eye? Like Little Nicky?
Pick me up and dust me off. If I get too tired.
I had a lot of hits. Floyd.
Goo Goo Dolls.
Close. The other one.
The other one. Like the little kind of chubby guy.
Other Goo Goo Dolls.
Who's the other one?
This is Matchbox 20.
Yeah.
I'm like the little chubby guy.
He's not
you mean
chubby.
Smash
the guy on, no, the guy on the album. The member like with the he had like the glass on.
Yourself
like, a little
for
chubby,
someone like you. That is the next
little
album.
Face.
All right, last one. I'm thinking only Floyd will get this. Ashley.
TLC No Scrubs?
No. Oh. Same production.
Girl, this is Pink. There you go. First hit.
Yep. When she was a rapper.
When she was a thugaboo.
Yeah. I liked Most Girls better.
Ooh, that was
Most Girls.
Yeah. That's Throwback Thursday, 7:44. We're glad we could take you back to 2000. With that. You keep jerk your Fitbit over there. That's not Adele, right, Floyd?
Not Adele.
7:57.
Lauren Conrad.
Got Lauren Daigle.
I'll get
Lauren
it right one
Daigle.
Day.
Daigle like a dongle?
Yeah, a little bit. 7:57, good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. Around an hour from now, your first national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. It's Eric Floyd. Our friend Ashley is here with us. You can text the show whenever you'd like. 419-240-1055. Amelia Clark was on Time's list of 2019's 100 most influential people. Of course, she is Daenerys Targaryen on Game of Thrones. Floyd, you listened to it last night?
I did. I heard a snippet, like a good 30-second snippet.
And you're hooked.
I it was interesting, the scene, the setting. They're a very attractive cast. Mm-hmm. And like the surrounding, like the scenes, the background. I was like, oh, I could get into something like this.
I sent you a picture that I thought you would like.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. What, you want to read it? Pull that picture up if you would. Ashley, were you pleased with the first episode of season 8?
I was okay with it. Like, I was happy that it's back on. So pleased me.
I like you thought a little more would happen, considering there's only 6 episodes left, long as they may be coming up.
And it's like they're throwing in, oh yeah, that's
nice. You know what bothers me about that picture?
I want to see that again. They're throwing it out there like they're starting the war next episode.
So I think it might be.
Like 5 episodes of war. Oh yeah, that's nice.
You know what bothers me?
And I don't even like light wash jeans. I'm not a light wash jeans person, but Jon Snow.
He's smoking. He is smoking. Yuck.
Is he British though?
Oh, I thought you meant like smoking hot.
So he is smoking. Totally. He has a cigarette in his hand, and he is from over there. Yeah,
that means he has bad breath.
Sophie Turner, your girl.
My girl, Jean Grey.
There was another X-Men. Sophie Turner centric trailer that came out yesterday. Did you watch it?
No, that was her surprise to the fans.
Yep. And, she says criticism over her role on Game of Thrones is one of the reasons that led to her depression. She said in an interview with Dr. Phil in his podcast, Fill in the Blanks, that she started to become depressed around 17. The biggest challenge is just for me getting out of bed and getting out of the house and learning to love yourself, I think, is the biggest challenge. She's now 23. She said she felt alone after her friends and brothers moved away for college while she was working on the show. No surprise here. Social media became a catalyst for her depression. She said she was more sensitive about what people would say about her on social media. She said she would read comments talking about her weight, her skin, as well as criticism about her acting. I would just believe it. I would just say, yeah, I'm spotty. Yeah, I'm fat. Yeah, I'm a bad actress. And I believe it. I love myself now or more than I used to, I think. I don't think I love myself. I don't think I love myself at all, but I'm now with someone that makes me realize, you know, that I do have some redeeming qualities, I suppose, she said, referencing her fiance, Joe Jonas.
She's gorgeous. Like,
everybody thinks...
Never read the comments, yeah. People.
We all have crappy self-esteem about ourselves. We think the worst of ourselves.
I think I'm fabulous, but...
Okay. Well, listen, I'm here to tell you that you're not...
Surprise!
By the way, that Twitter sleuth trying to figure out what's going on with Taylor Swift, TS7, April 26th, The Story of Us on the third album. This person believes that The Story of Us will be the theme of this seventh album that will likely come out next week because she is in a happy relationship now. Yes?
But didn't she do that already? That's where he got this idea from? Like, in The Story of Us, one of her songs you said earlier?
Right. Well, now
so why would she revisit that?
That was a long time ago.
But you also said that she's that person who works a finely tuned machine and doesn't steer the course. Right. She's already done that. She's not going to go back.
You hate ProMedica for firing employees. You would hate the empire and the corporation that is Taylor Swift. It is a business.
Are you saying that I hate Taylor Swift?
No, people who hate corporations, you need to hate Taylor Swift.
You wouldn't be wrong.
Taylor Swift is a finely tuned, well-oiled billionaire machine. Yeah. Saturday Night Live has enlisted Emma Thompson and Paul Rudd to close out this season. The Oscar-winning Thompson, who stars in Late Night, will host the May 11th episode. And then the recently reunited Jonas Brothers will be the musical guest that night. On May 18th, Paul Rudd will host. And DJ Khaled will be the musical guest. How's that going to work?
Interesting.
We the best.
For 4 minutes?
Music.
Yeah. And that's it for the musical performance. There has to be. You know what? I'd rather see him do the TurboTax commercial than watch him perform.
Oh. You know what? He opened for the Beyonce concert, and he was actually fairly decent, but he did have to bring out artists.
He DJs.
After a while, the oomps, 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 I was like, okay, we get it.
Yeah. For those that are fans of Adam Sandler, he will return to host on May 4th, but that was previously announced.
Who are some of his iconic characters? The lunch lady? You think they'll do some throwbacks?
Aquaman?
Like, yeah, they have to do some throwbacks or something. Yeah. He's going to have to be like Happy Gilmore or Waterboy. Because he's going to have to do something because I'm...
It's Cajun Man.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It would be neat if other people did his characters.
Yeah.
Oh, and he like was... And it,
I should write for the show.
That, was good. That would be good. Keenan Thompson, the lunch lady, and he walks in like, what are you doing?
No.
Why are you doing?
Keenan Thompson, the Cajun Man.
Cajun Man.
So does this mean we're going to get Sloppy Joe the remix, the 2019 edit? Because that's all I remember from him. In Eight Crazy Nights.
Never a fan. Never a fan. He peaked at Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, he definitely peaked at Happy Gilmore. I was like, I liked him in like fifth grade.
What was his
but
name?
I mean, I had no taste then.
Your price is wrong, bitch!
Did you say that?
I just did.
He just did.
Bob Barker. Bob Barker said it. Or it was in that movie. And Happy Gilmore's a classic.
And Bob Barker's still kicking, so we're good.
Yeah.
Barely.
8:03
with the morning reboot.
Have your pet spayed or neutered. That's my little microphone. You see it?
Alex Trebek is still okay.
Hi, everyone. Some of you may recall that at the beginning of this season, I promised you that we had some surprises in store for you. Well, of course, I had no idea at that time that there were some surprises in store for me as well. So here, on the last day of taping for our 35th anniversary season, I wanted once again to thank you for your continuing messages of encouragement and support.
He's going to prepare for the next season, 36th of Jeopardy, which rolls out in September. And as I said earlier, I hope he's around for it. Yeah. And the guy that keeps winning, James Holzhauser, mm-hmm. He got all the questions correct last night. All 20 that he answered, that he buzzed in for, he got them right. He's apparently like a professional Vegas sports gambler. So
he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah. He might be around longer than Alex is.
Maybe he should just be the person that hosts a show.
Or I'm going to go with Ken Jennings. Let them fight it out. Ooh, squirrel fight.
It's about to be a squirrel fight.
I like that. Brooke Valentine.
Oh, my gosh.
I told you.
I don't think it's a fight. I think it's a chase for who's going to pleasure who.
Was that you and Stefan last night?
Ew.
It's looking at us.
Oh, it is.
We have hard questions to ask of our friends at Mobile Meals coming up.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance.
818 on Q105, the morning reboot. It's Eric, Chase, Floyd. Ashley is here with us. I think because she knows we're going to ask her hard questions about the chili cook-off, Carolyn is dodging us.
Maybe.
We'll wait. We ask hard questions on this show.
Yeah. Girl, I'm delicious. Girl, I'm furious.
We'll throw some other things out there. One, it's my dad's birthday today.
Yay.
I can sing happy birthday to him as Britney Spears.
I don't think he knows who she is.
Barbara Streisand?
Closer.
Probably better.
Closer?
Yeah. Maybe he was a Beatles fan. Maybe do the Beatles birthday song?
Yeah. Do they have a birthday song?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I believe they do. Oh. But more importantly, the NAMI walk is coming up on May 11th. It's going to be across the street at UTMC. NAMIGreaterToledo.org might be the website, or just Google NAMI walk. We'd love to have you come out. Donate if you could. Get a team together and support my mental health advocacy on May 11th.
I'm happy I remembered. And you said something. When is the last day they can sign up for teams? Do you know? Someone asked me and I said, check the Facebook page.
Robin will take your money anytime.
Okay. Because someone downtown was legit. They were asking. I was like, I don't know. I'm sorry.
May 11th. Prior to that, we had them on. We aired it again earlier. And then yesterday, Jordan and Ginger were here for Swap Toledo, which is such a cool idea.
Yes. Are you going to come? I'm putting you on the spot right now.
Sure.
It's Sunday, April 28th.
Oh, no. I heard that. Yeah. You guys are talking about that. That's a really great idea.
Do you have old clothes you don't wear anymore?
I do. But so I did the whole like Marie Kondo cleaned out my closet thing back in like January.
Did you feel better?
I did. And I still fold my clothes and keep them all the right way. So I hung on to that. So I think I got rid of the clothes, but I'll double check.
Go back through the closet. Anything you don't, what's the rule? What's your time frame?
Anything I don't wear within like the past 6 months to a year.
Oh, okay.
And if it goes on a hanger, they'll take it, right?
Yes.
I can put a person on a hanger.
Yeah. Oh my Lord.
8:20 with the morning reboot.
What does that mean?
I'll show you.
It's
I'll draw you a picture.
Q105
Q105. Must be 18 years or older. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Mm. All right, welcome back. It's 8:25, so we've got to go quickly here. Because we have serious questions. We have hard questions that need answers from Carolyn Fox from Mobile Meals. Hi, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy early Easter.
Same to you guys.
Happy April. Happy early May and summer.
Let's hope for warmer weather.
I hope so.
And sun.
Carolyn is back to talk about Whip It Up.
Whip It Up.
Which is an international festival, and I have been on a spicy Latina kick lately, so I'm looking forward to hearing about it.
Okay. Well, this is an event supported by the Penta and Owens culinary students.
Love Penta.
So mm-hmm. they each make host five tables.
Okay.
And Owens does five tables, one including a dessert array. Mm-hmm. So, and some of the countries that they're offering.
Here we go.
So Penta is doing India, Brazil, Jamaica, Egypt, and Italy. Owens is doing Greece, Poland, Ireland, Japan, and their dessert table. And I can give you a few of the entrees
please.
You want to hear. Greek is doing spinach pie with cucumber dill sauce.
Okay.
Poland is kielbasa sliders with sweet and sour
kielbasa
cabbage.
Kielbasa sliders, nice.
Irish is Guinness braised chicken thighs with kolkanen, which is mashed potatoes with kale. Japan is chicken yakitori skewers with fresh ginger and scallions.
I like this.
Desserts are jellied fruit candies, truffles, chocolate chip cookies, key lime tartlets, and assorted macaroons.
This is good.
Oh. Yeah.
This is good. Happens April 26th, correct?
Correct.
Whip It Up. How long has this been going on?
This is only our second event. We skipped 2018. The students were not available to help. They had other commitments. So we did it in 2017 and revisiting it this year. It's April 26th from 6 to 9. Casual event. Come dress down. Enjoy. We have international entertainment. We have belly dancers.
Mm-hmm.
We have El Corazon de Mexico Ballet. We have Irish dancers and we have Middle Eastern dancers, the Nash Bayaha. So it's really a international cultural feast.
For sure.
Food and vision and ears and everything. I mean, it's a really fun, it's a nice casual evening.
Where and how can I get tickets?
It's at Owens Community College in Heritage Hall.
Okay.
And you could buy tickets at mobilemeals.org/whip.
Okay.
Or you could buy them at the door.
So it obviously benefits Mobile Meals, the organization.
It does. It's for our weekender program, though.
Okay.
So we have two programs, the home delivered meal program, which most people are aware of, but we also do a program where we feed 1,500 school children a shelf staple bag of food every Friday so they have enough to eat over the weekend.
Excellent.
So there are children in our own community that are hungry.
Mm. Awesome. Yeah. Good event. We'd like to ask a hard question.
Yes.
Instead of just going completely after you, we'd like to broker a peace here. We'd like to know if we could be one of the judges for the chili cook-off next year because we have some concerns of integrity over Amanda Faye being one of the judges and WTOL winning. So we raised our eyebrows collectively.
Did they win the judges award?
They won something.
Yeah, they might have won People's Choice, though. I don't remember.
No, you don't remember.
Likely.
Do you know how many categories there are?
And they gave out like free cookies. Everyone likes a free cookie.
See, they bring in the ammunition.
Yes, they do.
They brought in, you know, and their general manager, this is a very interesting story, Brian, made 6 homemade carrot cakes. He was like hawking for bigger donations.
We're just surprised.
We had a child.
We had a sick child.
Well, that doesn't get a lot of support.
He wasn't contagious.
Unless
they
look really sad.
He looked frail and tired.
He wore a plain white t-shirt.
Work on his face.
Yes.
And
we
got a lot of compliments. People were surprised, but happily surprised with the white chicken chili. We're just surprised we didn't place, and we're wondering if there was some kind of, like, if we have to give you some kind of kickback, if there's a payout in the beginning, if we have to take out Amanda next year.
Well.
We'll play dirty.
Mm-hmm. Big donations always work. And the People's Choice, you can stuff your own ballot box. I don't
totally
care.
I did that.
Yeah.
We don't care.
I give $20.
We just want the money to help feed people.
Don't tell people.
Yeah.
And I made it.
But I really do think, like, I know, like, Becky made those. I mean, they bring, like, cupcakes.
Yeah. Treats.
And, yeah, treats. And they sell those, and people want those, so they'll put more money in your buckets. And I mean, it's really not the total integrity of the chili. I'm sorry. It's really not.
I know. I
We're just out for making money.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm all about the bottom dollar. I want the money. Show me the money, honey.
I'm just going to hassle people next year and be like, donate or don't eat.
Well, you know, you've got two little ones here. Dress them up. Do little cutesy things. They could
these
be,
two?
Yeah, these
they
two.
Little.
Yes.
Oopsie. You could do costumes. You could do lots of fun stuff.
Next year, Parker and Tucker get dressed up. What will they be? 6 and 3?
Yes.
We can't win with that. We got nothing.
I know. That's your hidden weapon. Yeah, there you go. See, you got the hidden weapon.
We'll wheel them in on a bed from one of the hospitals if we have to.
Perfect.
Donate to this sick child to give them
make them cute. People love cute kids.
Cute sick kids.
Not sick. No. Happy. Well, jumping. Right.
Dress
dancing.
Them up as like little chili peppers.
There you go. See, she's thinking.
Sick chili peppers.
Oh, why are you sticking with the sick? No, sick.
That's
healthy.
What I said. I was looking for her to be like, this kid is sick. Idea.
What's that?
Got an idea.
Here, what's that?
Have them sit there. They look healthy and happy, but we play Sarah McLachlan in the background.
Oh,
so we get the sympathy vote.
I know.
But they look happy. Like, what's wrong with that child? Don't talk to him.
Maybe we just bring puppies. You'd like to take
sick
a puppy
puppies.
Home?
Stop it.
Carolyn Fox from Mobile Meals, Whip It Up, happens on the 26th.
26th. Next 26th. Friday.
Next yep. Friday night. Yep. Lots of nine. International food. All sounds delicious.
Yes.
Kind of good to see you, I guess.
Oh, I'm happy to see you.
Yeah. You break my heart sometimes.
We release you.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great
this
weekend.
Is good walking off music, by the way.
Panel full of dudes with surprises. Ashley has questions for you. We will tell you when to call coming up. Hang on.
Tell me something, girl.
8:38. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. Shortly before 9 o'clock, which we're coming up on here, your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff. Q105, Eric Floyd, Ashley, ready to hit the panel full of dudes in just 1 minute. It was thundering last night.
It
was pretty stormy. It was a dark and stormy evening.
I liked it.
How were the kids?
Oh, they're fine. They were sleeping. Yeah. It was like rumbling.
You have a cat, right?
No! Ugh! How dare you?
No. Panel full of dudes. Let's welcome in Phil. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. No trivia here. We just ask you questions so we can give tell these ladies what it's like to be a man.
Okay. You know,
dragging knuckles, cooking things on the grill, watching sports. Phil's married.
Scratching.
Yes. Touching inappropriate places on ourselves. Phil is married.
Right.
Kids. Let's also get Jimmy.
It's Jimmy.
Are you actually married?
No, Andy is still dragging his feet.
Come on, Andy. Maybe he's.
I still want a big party, and I don't want to wear the dress, but I just don't want to be a big party.
Okay, I'm breaking everybody up today, so I just think he's holding out on you, and he's probably cheating on you.
He's ridiculous. Don't believe him.
I don't believe him because we've been together, 15, 16 years now.
Good God. Long time. Floyd, can you pull your headphones off so Ashley can hear? All right, Ashley, fire away.
Yeah, I guess. There you go.
Thank you. Sorry.
Just lay them down.
The graduation gift.
Thanks. Okay.
Here, you can use that too.
Stop. This is so bad.
Floyd's fired.
All right. So question number one. What is your guilty pleasure anthem? Like the song that you're like, oh, this is my song.
Phil?
Oh, goodness. Why do you got to start with me?
Because you were first.
Right.
You won the prize, Phil.
Yeah, you won the tickets. You got you go first. Your guilty pleasure anthem.
That does make sense. That one about my song knows what you did last night in the dark.
Fallout Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Good song.
Yeah, Fallout Boy.
I like it, Phil.
Hey, that's a good one.
Jimmy, next.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Mine's Tayo Cruz, Hangover.
That's hilarious.
Really
Hangover. What's yours?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, guilty pleasure song?
Yeah, guilty Everything. Pleasure, like anthem song.
I love it. Oh, recently it's Look What You Made Me Do by Taylor Swift.
Oh my gosh.
That's my jam.
Recently. I like it.
But you, never mind.
What's yours?
The BTS and Halsey song. They're not even guilt. I have
the
no guilt.
One?
Yeah, I have no guilt.
I thought it was going to be like Backstreet Boys or something.
I have no guilt for that, though.
Whatever. All right. Next question. Phil, you're up again. What's your least favorite household chore?
Cleaning the toilet.
Oh.
The inside or the outside?
Hey, my wife makes me do the entire job, so it's all inclusive.
I love your wife.
Yeah.
Inside is probably a little bit worse. Just because I want to do it quick and I get splashing stuff around. It's just not pretty.
You know, if you're good with your aim, you kind of like wash it off when you're peeing. It's kill two birds with one stone.
No, if you're a guy, this is about guys, man. That stuff's done in the shower.
That too.
I actually unzip to go in the shower.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, come on. I mean, you're saving water, I guess, in some way.
It works. Yeah. Hey. All right, Jimmy, what about you? What's your least favorite household chore?
Well, it would probably, since me and Andy are cleanaholics, we kind of fight to see who's going to even run the vacuum cleaner. It's probably, I don't like dusting.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense. I kind of hate dusting, too. What about you?
What, dishes, what did especially he say? When they're not mine.
What? He said dusting. What did, he doesn't like dusting.
What is that?
You'll so, find out.
Something you clearly make your wife do.
Yeah. You'll find out.
Oh, God.
The reason your wife secretly hates you. Yeah. Just kidding. All right. You said dishes, Floyd, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. What's yours?
The dog hair. When I vacuum it all up and then I see another clump after I put the vacuum away.
Just anger.
It's just a battle I know I won't win.
All right.
Last question.
Last question. What is the most embarrassing show you watch that you wouldn't typically admit? Like something that maybe isn't as manly.
Phil?
Oh, man, you guys are always making me go first. You know, I watch a couple of shows with her just to, like, you know, spend time with her, right?
So, totally something we have
so
to
that
do.
One is, that one is This Is Us.
Okay.
All right, that's a good one.
Feel the pain in hearing you say to spend time with her. Sounds like it's counseling mandated.
Been there, Phil. All right, Jimmy, what about you?
You know, I don't know how to answer that because I'm typically the butch homo. I can watch anything.
Stop playing both sides.
But maybe Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
Okay. Jimmy, I'm going to let you go. Wait, actually, Phil, good to have you on. Hold on a second. Jimmy, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
Bye, guys. Thanks. And you?
What was the question? Guilty pleasure? I don't have any.
What's your, like, the most embarrassing show you'd watch? Like, I force Kevin. I don't force him. But, you know, when he does randomly spend time and watch something with me, it's like Vanderpump Rules or, like, a Real Housewives of New York City. What's yours?
I get emotional at MasterChef Junior.
Oh, my God.
I do. I watched it the other day, and I was just crying. I was like, don't send her home. She's only 12. She doesn't know how to make chicken correctly. Yeah, that's my guilty pleasure show.
I read a great Gordon Ramsay meme a couple of weeks ago.
You and these memes. You're killing me.
Like, I'll tell you off the air. It's 8:44 with the morning reboot. Hold on, Phil. We'll be back. It's 8:57. Good morning. We have some guests who are going to hang out with us. Another great addiction and recovery place opening up. So we'll have a friend of mine on to talk about that. 8:57, let's get you that national keyword one more time. Spend. Text that to 95819. Spend to 95819. Ashley, did you hear as you were driving in this morning the BTS song that I'm kind of infatuated with?
No, but I would love you to play it.
It is broken YouTube records. I think the YouTube records were held by Despacito.
Okay.
It looks like this will take it down. BTS and Halsey. No, you can't understand the first part of it. You hear it? Okay. My headphones. Like if
Tucker's a huge BTS guy, whatever that song was a few years ago.
The Big of Love!
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't believe there's any curse words in this, but Floyd and I have talked about it not since the beginning of the show, but let me give you Medellin.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, cha, cha, cha. 1, 2.
Don't
two,
laugh. The Spanish part is good-ish.
I took a pill and had a dream.
She's always about her drugs.
I went back to my 17th year.
Hey, Travis, can I use your voice thing?
Be naive.
It's lit!
Dime.
To be someone I've never been.
Me encanta.
I took a sip and had a dream.
Si te llevo por lo que le no more.
You call me though, I'll be so good for you.
Tell me more, mami.
Then call me though, let's take a trip.
You hate it, don't you?
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's bad.
Yeah.
That's Madonna. We'll never be playing that here. It's
the some breaking news.
Break me.
If you're a Fast and the Furious fan.
No, stop.
The Hobbs and Shaw trailer just dropped.
I thought there already was one.
Nope, this is the full length.
The Hobbs?
I never seen Fast and Furious.
It's The Rock and Jason Statham's character.
Yeah. Oh.
Again, text the keyword SPEND to 95819. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Do you think you can give us a quick version of this drama that your friend experienced? Because it's pretty entertaining to me.
Yeah, so quick story, I guess. I don't know how you can make it quick. Talking to a guy.
Your friend.
Yes, my friend. Talking to a guy. They hadn't seen each other. They'd been talking for a while through, like, text, whatever. All of a sudden, they were supposed to meet. It's been dropped off a few times. They don't really like text. It's all through, like, social media, which is kind of weird. Like, it's, like, hidden secret stuff, which, whatever. However, at one point, he's supposed to meet up. They don't meet up. She finds another dude. She hooks up with this dude.
Oh, you're blowing way fast. So... she's new.
You said fast.
Right. Sorry. I'll fill in some blanks here. She's an old high school friend, moved back to the area.
Yes.
Starts wanting to hook up or whatever. Talks.
No,
to
the, like she's trying to find a mate.
Yeah, aren't we all? Okay, whatever. So she's talking to this guy, and they only talk via Snapchat and what else? Facebook Messenger?
Yes.
Okay, so red flags should go off. Like, he probably is married.
Or has a significant other, or I don't know.
And keeps putting off the opportunity to meet. When finally they were going to meet at a bar one night?
Yeah, they were going to meet.
One? Oh, your place?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have to say that.
Yeah,
okay.
We're not going to say it. They were going to meet at a bar one night, and they didn't end up meeting. He stayed where he was at, so she thought. So then ends up coming out that basically, like, she ends up hooking up with someone, and then
First they were making out on the patio.
Yeah.
Then they went home and...
Did people do when they go home.
Okay. Did they go to her house or his?
I'm not sure.
Did they talk again?
He really wants to talk to her, and she's like, no, bro.
How come?
Why does he want to talk to her?
No, why does she not want to talk to him?
Because that's not what that was. That she's was not like a... I have to get under one to get over one kind of a thing.
She's not attracted to him?
Nope, I don't think so. I think it's just like a...
women do it too.
For sure they do it. They should do it. So fast forward to apparently the guy did show up that night and saw her.
So the guy that might have been cheating on his wife with this friend of yours is all upset.
Now he's upset and he just can't forgive her and life is hard and...
he shouldn't have stood her up twice.
Right. So it's just like little weird stuff where I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, just cut it off. Like, just be done. And I was like, is this what dating is? It's just a lot of...
It really is. Like, if you're of any age, I would think... like, and I mean it, like teens to 40s and up. Like, it's hard. People are just very touchy. Do you remember what I said?
Why don't they just say, like, why can't people just say, listen, like, I've texted you. I don't like that you don't text me back. So now I'm done. Or let me know. Or that gives me anxiety. Like, I feel like we're all adults. Like, can't we just say that? Like, you not texting me back gives me anxiety.
I think people
you
are
not showing
afraid.
Up makes me sad.
I think people are afraid to hurt someone else's feelings. Even though they might not know them that well, or they don't, it might be selfish. They don't want to be thought of poorly. I'll give the girl the CC, whether I was dumped or whatever. Like, I give her credit because she did like 87% of what I do. Remember what I said last summer when you were questioning how I was going to break up? I'm like, this is not a negotiation.
Yeah.
This is you're being called into HR, and this is an employee separation going on here. This is not like a performance improvement plan. We're done.
Yeah.
Right.
So I credit her for just being like that. But most people aren't. They're really not, and it's very difficult.
Yeah, and I think she's like struggling because she's like, this was kind of like going good, and it was, you know, but like you hadn't seen each other, so it's not like you were dating. Right. You weren't like, this is my person.
And she legit didn't go out to find another person.
No.
She just went out get her mind off of being stood up twice and just have a good time. And then lo and behold, small chat led to...
tongue in your mouth.
Yeah. So, and that's how it happens.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's not like he was not your person.
Right.
And he probably still is not your person. So let's pack it up, move on. I
want to know if he just showed up like, oh, I'm going to surprise her. But like, you don't do that when someone's already like, you should come here.
Yeah.
You should meet me here. And he was like, no, no, no. It's too far. Then she kind of was just like,
well, I'm not gonna have a pity party.
I'm gonna
have a party for myself. Yeah. Might as well have a good time.
I wish I could, like your friend, wish I could meet someone who was way out of my league, sleep with them, and then have them discard me. That would be awesome.
Yeah. He was like very upset about it.
Poor guy.
That story's really funny.
She's breaking hearts.
No.
This guy,
she's not
the dude
doing
she slept
it.
With.
No.
He planted that seed when he said, hey, let's hang out. It didn't show up the first time. Yeah. And she was like, well, let's hang out this time. And he didn't show up the second time. And then the third time, she was like, meet me here. And he said no. And she was like, you know what? Bleep, bleep, bleep to the air. Yeah. I'm having a good time. I got my credit card on me. Open me a tab.
Yeah.
I'm already here.
Right. I'm here to party.
Right.
Yeah. I like stories like 905 with the morning reboot. Spend is your national keyword. SPEND. Text that to 95819. Q105. 911 with the morning reboot on Q105. Let me give you that national keyword one more time to try to win the $1,000 payoff here with us. It's spend. SPEND. Text that to 95819. We try to what? Get you a little richer. You know that if you listen to this show, Floyd and I want you to be better in a variety of ways, especially in between your ears. She's been on the podcast before.
Absolutely.
And she is back. And she's a listener of the show. Her name is Jean Dries. Hi, Jean.
Hi, good morning, Eric. Hi, everybody.
Hello. Jean is here with Dr. Sean Ryan, who is a bit new to the area, but we have a new place in the area to get people well. And, you know, what is it? I'd say there's urgent cares on every corner, and they're needed because we have a lot of unhealthy people. There are also addiction recovery places nearly on every corner because they are needed because, as Dr. Ryan, Dr. Sean, what should we go with?
Sean's fine.
Sean's fine. As Sean just pointed out, there are still a massive opioid and addiction problem. Can you tell us about your new home at Brightview? Mm-hmm.
I would love to. And actually, Brightview is now open, and we opened a center in Maumee. And I know everyone's driving and listening, but kind of on the backside of Arrowhead Park, facing the big UPS hub. Oh. And we opened last Monday, and Brightview is an outpatient adult 18 and above outpatient center for substance use disorders. And I'll let Dr. Ryan or Sean speak more to the medical piece, but Brightview is based out of Cincinnati, and he can kind of enlighten everyone in his career and how we got here. But this is as far north as Brightview has gone. We are now in Toledo, but I think last week we opened Columbus the same week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're dedicated to helping in the state of Ohio, which, as we know and we've talked about multiple times, is still in dire straits.
Sean, you're the head physician there, CEO as well. Welcome to Toledo.
Thank you. Thank you.
What was the desire to be in this market and to spread up from Cincinnati and all the way up north here in Ohio?
Sure. So we have a pretty simple mission. It's to take good care of patients. And we need to go where they're at to take care of them. So we know that you really do, you know, some people need to go out, you know, away for residential and come back and so on. But at the end of the day, people need long-term chronic management of their mental health and addiction. And that has to happen in their home community. And the reason we focus on that part of the continuum of care is because I think it's, you know, one of the most important. So we started in Cincinnati because that's where I practiced and where I generated the idea to come up with the biopsychosocial model that we use at Brightview.
Hold on, that was a huge word.
Sure.
Big words, but I need to know what that is.
Sure, real simple. So biopsychosocial means we take care of the medical component, including medication-assisted treatment when indicated, the psychological component of people's mental health and addiction issues, and as well as the social. So if you don't address that last piece, it can really be
a more common way of putting it, and I'm sorry if this is not the right word, but kind of like a holistic approach.
Correct.
From head to toe, inside and outside. Holistic. Not just, here's your medication, this will make you better. It's beyond that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the best practice, and that's the standard that I trained under, and I know it to be the case. I've seen thousands of patients across the past several years. I know it really does make a difference to deliver that holistic model to patients. So the reason we're up here is because we do a lot of analysis of where the patients are in need. Still feel like this area has a lot of that. I think, you know, a lot of news hit yesterday with prescription drugs still being dispensed. Prescription opioids still being dispensed at quite too high of a rate.
Right.
A lot of citizens haven't gotten to a full-blown addiction are still dependent on opioids, and that's eventually going to have to be peeled back. So a lot of people we feel in the area that need help, and we're here to help them.
Dr. Sean Ryan, Jean Dries from the all-new Brightview. They are open, an addiction and recovery center, heroin, pain pills, cocaine. The list goes on and on. What was, Sean, what was your desire to follow this specific route of medical help rather than being an orthopedist.
So I started as an emergency and trauma physician at University of Cincinnati years ago. And then it kind of, several things happened, like it does in most people's lives when they change careers. I was seeing it firsthand, right?
Yeah.
The catastrophe, the zombie apocalypse that was going on in Cincinnati there in the kind of late 2000, kind of right into the 2011-12 range. I did a lot of work for different government entities and the stats, you know, the statistics of what was happening, which was terrifying. And then, so, you know, seeing it, many overdoses a day happening right in front of my face, and then had a colleague suffer, you know, opioid addiction recovery. He's doing very well now. Had a friend die, unfortunately, in 2013, and my neighbor's niece died, and I couldn't sit by anymore. And I knew that in the environment I was in, I couldn't do what I wanted.
Right.
You know, I'd see somebody come in for an overdose survival, and I would say, hey, you know, like people think, you should stop that, like it's that easy. And I would say, here's a piece of paper, good luck.
Right.
And that is as insane as it sounds, no pun intended. So it was very frustrating. And it was, I guess it was all of those factors, but the primary driver was just sheer frustration.
I'm going to ask you a question. And Gene, I think I might have run this by you last time we chatted. Remember the UMADOP thing I did?
I do.
We had a mental health and an addiction panel going on with some people that you might wind up meeting in your visit here. And I asked them, why is this, like, it took 30 years, but we seem to get ahead of like the AIDS epidemic and other things like the crack cocaine in the 70s and 80s. Is the opioid epidemic such an indomitable foe because it spans gender and ethnicities? There can be someone in the worst ghettos of any city that can get addicted in the same way that people out in rural Ohio and rural Kansas can. Like, I don't think that was like a crack cocaine problem. It was a big city thing back then where this can touch anyone and everyone.
Yep. Yeah, so I would say the good news is it's not indomitable, to the big word that you threw out there.
Sorry.
That's all right. It's just, it's not. And that's the positive news that we need to be sharing with people is this is a massive problem. I mean, we probably have more Americans dependent on opioids than any other single chemical. But don't forget, alcoholism is still a problem, right?
Right.
But you know, the severity of the illness with opioid use disorder is often greater. So we probably have more Americans than people really realize. Not than any other chemical, but folks don't really know. It's probably the latest statistics that I've helped some government entities look at. You might have 15 to 20 million Americans who have opioid dependent spectrum. So that includes all of the, you know, just dependence, including chronic pain management stuff, misuse and abuse.
It's about
so,
like one in 15 people?
Might be. Mm-hmm. It's very scary. It's a very, you know, mm-hmm. But the good news is, again, we have good, solid, evidence-based treatment. People are paying attention. They're trying to go get help. And it's not indomitable. I think we are already seeing good positive momentum in this community and other communities in Ohio. And I think it may be the opportunity we needed to really propel the entire mental health stigma issue forward in our generation.
I do think at the beginning of the year when we were reading some news stories, I think data came out and said that we might have plateaued or peaked at least, or didn't rise with the epidemic of addiction. So that would seemingly like some good news. And
that's
you can cherry pick numbers. So that's good. And it's because we have all these places and you guys are part of that right now, Brightview. Gene, what would it be like if I am dealing with an issue? It's obviously a lot of times hard to help yourself unless you hit bottom and the light goes on, but that doesn't often happen. Sometimes someone's got to drag you to help. What's it like if I come over to Brightview or if I go on the website? What's it like to be a patient?
Yeah, well, I a couple things I'll touch on and then I'll let Dr. Sean Ryan chime in. One of the things that when I made the switch over that I think is just so cool, because we talk all the time about when they ask for help, you need to catch them, right? This is not, this is one opportunity where they're finally saying, get me help. And we can't lose them. We can't judge them. We can't hand them 12 forms to fill out before they ever talk to somebody about the help they need. So again, I'm proud to be part of Brightview to knock down some of those barriers. If you go to our website, one of the things that I think is cool is a chat box will pop right up from our call center, and it is the real picture of the real person in the call center, and they will catch you instantly and start to engage you into continuing to set that appointment, right? Because that's the first thing. And again, Sean can elaborate other differentiating strategies, again, all targeted at knocking down these barriers, is if someone does not have a ride, or their ride fell through, or, you know, transportation continues to be a huge barrier. We offer free Uber or Lyft rides within 30 miles. So when they're saying to the call center, I'm ready to go, but I'm 12 miles from your center, I'm over in Oregon, you're in Maumee, how do I get there? We'll work with them to get them there, because again, you've got to catch them when they're ready. So, and one last thing I would say is certainly insurances, we take all that, we can talk about that later, but there is an indigent population, and we do have levy funds to help some.
Good.
But if they choose Brightview, we can try and work through that as well when they call in. We have a foundation.
Sean, I would guess a question I can imagine is, for someone who is trying to help someone else or someone who wants to help themselves, one of the first thoughts might be, I can't pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of the barriers that Gene said you guys are doing your best to remove?
Yeah, exactly right. So early on, I really took a kind of a no wrong door strategy. Again, it does align somewhat with my emergency medicine background, which just you saw everybody. And so we take any and every insurance we can get in contract with. We take Medicaid, Medicare. People don't think that a lot of folks with Medicare have issues. They do. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And so, we really work very hard. We have a very robust contracting team that's always doing that stuff. We have a foundation that we created to help those folks who have none of those things. And so we continue to try our very best to make sure that anyone and everyone that wants to get help can come and see us. Nobody's perfect, and not every entity can take all patients, but we strive very hard to do that. I think keenly, we talked about, we're talking about outside. One of the simple concepts we started with was answer the phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Answer the phone and be nice to the person. Mm-hmm. And you'll be amazed how far that will go.
Sure.
Yep.
Customer service is important. And Gene, you've got my stamp as good people and there will be good people there at Brightview to help you. Because look, there's a lot of choices. There's a lot of options and it's all good. And one of my tenets with all this is go to what helps you.
Right.
And now another place on the list of places to go is Brightview.
Right.
So final thoughts as we wrap up?
Just very happy to be in this market. As you know, I've been in mental health and substance abuse for years. Very proud to have Dr. Ryan up here today traveling around with me and meeting some key contacts and again getting people the help they need. So those were deciding points for me as I learned more about the organization and knocking down what I know are barriers, and the data supports it and our general approach. And we were talking about our call center and the inbound call. I've sat down there, I've had experience with call centers in the past, as you know, and I think we said about half of the folks answering the phone are peer support. They're in recovery. They are so kind, so relatable, so empathetic. I had a headset on, and there's no judgment. This is all about meeting people where they are and encouraging them, because I know from my previous roles, it takes a lot to make that first inbound call, right? As you track advertising, did they see a billboard? Did the friend finally say how did they get there? It's that tipping point. And so when they decide, or have encouraged a loved one, because again, if you're not mandated by the courts, you need to take initiative on your own. But when you get there, we need to be there.
Yeah. And then if somebody on that headset who is a peer and can say, I know exactly how you feel, I was there, and say it with the authenticity and the integrity and credibility, it can help that maybe save that person's life.
Look what you're doing, Eric. I mean, in all you do, right? So it's the same thing.
Anyway.
You're making a huge impact here in the area, and you know it.
Good to see you, Dr. Sean Ryan.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for bringing it up here. We appreciate it. Good to meet you.
Pleasure.
9:23 with the Morning Reboot on Q105.
Q105.
Didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
I'm sorry. Did you say Sandusky Toledo rap battle?
There's a war. So I just spit everywhere. So apparently Sandusky rappers don't like Toledo rappers. That is, apparently it's over a Nipsey Hussle tweet or Nipsey Hussle lyric. I don't know.
Stefan
was telling me, because I did the 90s party, and a huge group that goes to the bar where I perform decided not to go because this other person who's a rapper from Toledo didn't want to go because Sandusky and Toledo have this beef. It's like Biggie and Tupac on like a Maumee, Ohio budget.
Right.
I was like, I don't know what's happening right now.
Well, C5th will be in tomorrow. Yeah. People know me. You can ask C5th. From our Mayhem singer. Randy has no agent singer. I don't. It's visual, but I'll explain it. And hopefully, by reading the tweet, you'll go look at it. Yesterday was like the internet felt mad. Yesterday, I had to step away because everything sucks. Please enjoy this raccoon in a necktie bib eating grapes out of a bowl.
Is it a raccoon eating grapes out of a bowl with a bib?
Yep.
Is it cute?
Yeah.
I want to see
it. Go on your own Twitter.
Oh, get your own Twitter account. Wait,
there's another one, and it doesn't make as much sense, but it just says, cats are evil furry sorcerers. Did you see that one?
No, but I believe it.
So there's a cat sitting in front of a TV, and there's a dude on a motorbike, like a motorbike race.
Yeah.
The cat puts his paw up, and at that exact moment, the dude on the bike falls and probably
dies.
Are
you serious? Oh, cats are evil. Not all cats. I need cat rights crusaders to come after me. Because they're out there. All right, mine is from, I'm not even going to try to say this. Oh, I'll just say his handle. It's Taste Factory. When parents say to kids, go to your room and think about what you've done, it's really good practice for what you'll do every day as an adult, every night as an adult.
Yeah, you go to your room and you think about the day.
What you've done, yeah.
Totally true. I like it. I like it. Good show tonight. Good show.
It was a good show. Good show.
Nobody got hurt.
Yes.
9:41, your next chance to win the $1,000 payoff, your national keyword about noon or so with Hot Time Russ Ryder, big flat earther. I don't know.
Nope, that doesn't agree.
I don't know. We have tomorrow. We have Philly Tea Fridays. We'll return after a quick couple week hiatus. We'll see what's the hold up with him moving to London, which I don't want him to move anyway.
London.
Bet you he walks a lot of steps too at the Apple store.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, we talked
because they're always on their feet too.
Yep. Right, we talked about how many steps you walk. Maybe you want to hit that Facebook post on our Q105 Facebook page. Please text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get the podcast link for today's show. It'll be posted right around 10 o'clock. Today's show, all of it, right there. No songs, no commercials in that, just all of our content. 5:45 till 10 tomorrow on Q105. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the Morning Reboot. Q105.